ones who said it first. Star Trek lives, and live it does. For over two decades it has. But now I want to take you back to a time when the Enterprise and Spock and Kirk and all the rest were just part of an idea I had. Back to the beginnings of Star Trek. To the first Star Trek pilot. A pilot being a film that is meant to demonstrate to a network what a new series will look like each week. This 60 Minutes is today considered something of a television document, and some regard it as perhaps as exciting as any Star Trek that's since been filmed. When the network saw what you soon will see, they rejected it. From that day until now, the first pilot has never been seen in its original form. This Star Trek pilot story is called The Cage.
Check the circuit.
All operating, sir.
Can't be the screen, then.
It begins on the bridge of a recognizable Starship Enterprise, commanded by Captain Christopher Pike, played by the late Jeff Hunter. So far, so good. Except that TV in those days was at the peak of its love affair with the Western story. I wanted to sell my series, so I had promised the network that my Star Trek idea would be little more than a space Western. A wagon train to the stars, zap guns instead of six-shooters, spaceships instead of horses. But as I began writing that pilot, I suddenly realized that here was a chance to do the kind of drama I'd always dreamed of doing. I had seen science fiction movies before, but I'd always thought to myself, not enough characterization, not enough motivation. Perhaps I could use this as an excuse to go to those far-off planets with little polka-dotted people if necessary, and be able to talk about love, war, nature, God, sex, all those things that go to make up the excitement of the human condition. And maybe the TV censors would let it pass because it all seemed so make-believe. So instead of a space Western, I delivered a very different kind of story. Which dealt with the strange dangers of illusion, the enormous power of imagination, with whole worlds that can come from inside people's heads. And as if that wasn't enough, back in those days before the phrase women's lib was ever heard, I put a woman second in command of our starship, on top of which my script required our actress, Majel Barrett, to play this woman as having a highly superior computerized mind.
Now, she does a good job, all right. It's just that I can't get used to having a woman on the bridge.
You might have thought the ladies in our test audience would have appreciated that. Instead, their comments were, who does she think she is?
No offense, Lieutenant. You're different, of course.
And I had written in another character who wasn't even human. An alien who looked like Satan himself, complete with pointy ears. Was that all? No, I was uncooperative in other ways, too. For example, no one aboard the USS Enterprise smoked. And tobacco advertising was key to network profits in those days. Also, I had refused to cast our crew sensibly, which meant all whites. And when the network finally saw the pilot, some of their executives were outraged. And I can't say I really blame them. For the considerable money they had put up, they certainly did not get a Western space opera. In fact, nothing even faintly like it. But this part of the story isn't as simple as good guys versus bad guys either. The network's very top program executive was impressed by the fact that this film made him feel as if he'd actually been flying in a spaceship. Doing something almost never done before, the network ordered a second pilot. And this one had better be familiar action-adventure, or else. And so the second Star Trek pilot was made, it was accepted, and the rest turned into our shared history. Well, if social fashions change, economics never do. By the time we got into the series, a money crunch was on, and we folded our pilot into another story, which you know as The Menagerie, the two-part movie. That's how Captain Kirk met Christopher Pike and learned of his tragic fate. In the film that follows, parts are in color, parts are in black and white. The color footage was used in the menagerie. The parts that are black and white are all that is left from the first pilot. Now we'll roll the story that Kirk never saw, our unseen pilot, the cage. And after it's over, come back and there's more to tell.